The world's best players are coming to Qatar this year, inspiring boys and girls alike. 8-year-old Reem Al Thani is just one of the young players defying stereotypes about the region.
I started playing football from watching matches, and then I started to be better and better, so I continued to play.
When you told your parents you wanted to play football, what did they say to you?
They were encouraging me to play more and more and get better.
Ball out, please. Silver ball.
The coaches here say women's football in Qatar is still a work in progress, but believe the country is heading in the right direction.
Yeah, I didn't really know what to expect, because I've never really been out here before. But when I arrived and I saw the girls playing, there was already a lot. But since me coming in and the programs that we've been running, we've like tripled the amount of numbers since the start. So that can only keep growing and growing, and it's a positive impact that we can make on the future of girls football.
Football's governing body, FIFA, says it wants 60 million women across the globe playing the game by 2026. Now that's double the number that were involved in football less than a decade ago.
Danish international Nadia Nadim is an ambassador for the Qatar 2022 World Cup. Born in Afghanistan, her family fled to Denmark after her father was executed by the Taliban 2 decades ago.
Football was almost my savior, I would say. I think it has taught me everything that I know. It kind of integrated me in a society very, very quick. It helped me to learn the language, got Danish friends, understand, you know, the differences, similarities of these two cultures, because they are very different.
What if you could go all the way over there?
At this training session in Doha, football has brought together girls from at least 30 different countries.
I was born in Manchester, and football is a big part of the local culture. Whilst it allows me to be like sort of free on the pitch, it also teaches me discipline to keep going and get back up again.
A generation of footballers out to prove that inclusivity is a reality, not a distant target. Farah Ismail, Al Jazeera, Doha.